Welcome back to the Mind of Monty podcast with your hosts, Monty G and I, Mo. Today we have, I was going to put on a fake British accent, but that didn't seem like it was going to be a good idea.
I don't even know if I want to hear that.
I was going to say, don't worry about it. Anyway, yeah. Today we have an interesting show. We're going to bring in some more rumors from the week. Then we're gonna
nice wrestling show here today.
Predict, yes, a very nice wrestling show because Mo's marbles is limited.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it be like that. Sometimes it's not a heavy news week. Sometimes these rumors are horrible. Yeah. We'll see the quality. We'll test the quality of these rumors in a minute.
But all right, well, I'm ready.
Ready now? Okay, yeah. Well, not in a minute. We'll test them right now. Let's get right into it. Let's start off with something we're used to here. If you've been listening, since I've been recently doing these rumors, but
accustomed to,
yeah, something you may have come accustomed to at this point, and that is stuff from the Wrestling Observer Radio. Yeah, Mr. Meltzer mentioned that there will be more releases coming to WWE, coming from WWE in the near future.
Wow, so, really?
That's not really breathtaking. I think we can all assume that it will be more releases. Like you mentioned, that they seem like they're doing this every quarter, so maybe in the next quarter it will be more drops. And I think what only thing you really can do is if you want a hint at who that may be, just think about people you haven't seen on TV in a while. Because that's usually how it goes. Someone goes away or, you know, it's rare. Now, sometimes they will get rid of you in the middle of a feud.
Yeah.
They've done that too, also. But, you know, it's always a possibility. It's one of those things that at this point, basically since the pandemic or since 2020, we should be used to this now, right? That it's going to be releases. And it may not be, it's not something you want to get used to. Not something you want to see all the time. But at this point, yeah, I think we're here now, right?
Yeah.
So, and the thing, you know, I don't know if we talked about it here about Stu, but Stu Grayson and AEW. I mean, AEW, like people are coming. You know, at the end of the day, this is an exciting time for wrestlers.
A contract
when it's up. This is one of the greatest eras where you could just have plenty of places now to go apply your trade. So, it's not as bad as it was in the middle of the pandemic when independent wrestling was also, you know, out of the business. And like, it was like even worse at that time, if you see what I'm saying, because we're in a pandemic and people are losing their job. Like, you know, you didn't want to see that. And it didn't seem like now where we're at now. In the, like, if you want to call it all indie, all of the places that's not WWE or AEW indie. But you know what I mean? Like where we are now, and not even it. Some of the, you know, not even on television. Like I've seen the ladies. I don't know what they is. It not wild, but what are they calling this promotion? They're Swole. I know been working there, but it's a lot of they've had a lot of great women's matches.
Warrior, something like that.
Yeah, just when you figure that out.
Because Athena's the champion.
Exactly, and they've been doing great stuff. So I'm just saying, it's just been a lot of you know, it seemed like a plethora of places at this point for people to work at. And so these releases that are coming is not as much of a bad thing as it may have been a few years ago. You know, a few years ago, it was really, really sad. It was the worst possible time. Warrior Wrestling.
I was right. Look at me. I know things.
So that I've been seeing a lot of promotions in the same vein as Warrior Wrestling, you know, popping up all over my timeline, having all types of great talent working there. So, you know, these releases is not as I'm not going to say death scene because it probably was never, ever that serious. But, you know,
but now
when you were in the pandemic, it looked rough. Like you didn't know what was going to happen, what the future was for some of these people.
Now that it doesn't look, like you said, it doesn't look as bleak because there are places that are opening up or willing to, you know, work with people now as opposed to 2 years ago when everybody just had to be on pause.
And if you don't want to wrestle, there's other avenues. You know, we saw the clip that Malcolm Bivens posted that I loved every second of it.
He always looked like he could do
stand-up. And I think he's always been considered a comedian also. So I think that wasn't like his first stick at it, as you can tell. He seemed natural, right? But stuff like that is other options. Like we mentioned Persia. I felt bad for Persia last week. She got her OnlyFans. I don't feel bad. I don't feel that bad anymore. She's gonna be making dough. I know how it works when it comes to wrestlers and OnlyFans, and it really makes sense. Most of these wrestlers have like a lot of followers, and it may not just be due to being fans of wrestlers. You got casuals who follow them because of how beautiful they are. So it just makes a whole lot of sense that a lot of people are raking in the dough in many different ways. And I commend them all. Make your money. This is the era of the side hustle. You need multiple to survive. It is getting rough. So I don't blame anybody at this point for doing what they have to do. Right. And, you know, and like I said, we'll see what happens going forward when it comes to releases. The expectation with betting odds following in line is that Ronda Rousey is planning to win the SmackDown Women's title at WrestleMania Backlash. I don't think that is legitimately a rumor here, from my usual source where the rumors come from. And let's just be honest. I'm going to give my predictions later so we can get into that later. But, yeah. You know what I mean? It's just hard for us to fathom. I can get more into it, but it's just really hard to fathom Ronda.
Is it really
Ronda losing, not only losing twice, but quitting? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Bret Hart's current deal with WWE is a merch deal, and it wouldn't prevent him working in AEW as previously believed. So all the little headlines I saw weeks ago that's talking about Bret Hart possibly working with AEW, you know, that could still be in play. Fightful Select says at one point Malcolm Bivens was pitched as possible manager for Omos before MVP was chosen for that role. And I just made a great point earlier about Malcolm Bivens, and he confirmed in his stand-up that was not the case.
No one ever brought
up Omos to him. So if that was the plans, that was just the plans internally, and Malcolm never even got that far because he, like he mentioned, was not happy in NXT. According to WON, there have at least been talks of moving NXT TV back to Full Sail. I kind of teased that in a rumor last week, so it goes once again with them now confirming that they are talking about it.
That CWC ain't fitting,
sick of that crowd anyway, so I don't know if they're any different than the people from Full Sail, because I think that's pretty much, it's still Orlando, right? So
I don't know.
I don't know if that's going to change how the crowd acts, but, you know, whatever. Going back to Full Sail is what it is. I think it'll be a nice reunion, especially if they spend time to even acknowledge it, I guess. Speaking of acknowledging, WWE is saving Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre for, quote, a bigger show than this one, because this one is whatever. That is literally from Dave Meltzer. And I want to say, I feel like that he says that's a quote from someone that he got.
Sure.
I just don't believe that. They're still trying to sell this. Even if they're talking to you, Dave, they're still trying to sell this product. So why would you crap on it and just say it's whatever? That rumor, I'm not getting behind. That sounds like something that you guys would assume. It just don't make sense. Even though I do understand that he made this point that there are three stadium shows on the WWE schedule this summer. And I get that. Those are big deals. And maybe they do want to push back Drew and Roman for that moment. Makes sense to me. But I just don't see them saying, this pay-per-view that we're still promoting and trying to get people to watch is whatever. I don't get it. I doubt that. Even if they don't have a world title match on the card. Another addition to Meltzer observed, he reported that, I said observed, because I was thinking about the WOR. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, he observed that Dakota Kai's release came after WWE determined she didn't fit their vision for women's wrestling.
Lie.
The decision had been made after several tryouts, and they just didn't see her as main roster material.
Lie.
I don't believe that, because you literally told me last week that Dakota didn't sign back. So which one is it? Make up your mind. Anyway, Stu Grayson was removed from the AEW roster page, and the Observer notes that when people are removed, they're gone. Thanks a lot. Well, man, we could have never guessed that.
So insightful.
Man, if you work for a company and they remove you from their website, maybe you don't work for that company anymore. Man, that's just, I never would have guessed. Word going around is that his contract expired and the two sides did not come to terms of a new deal. It ain't even word going around. He confirmed that himself.
Right. Just an update.
Yeah, we're just updating you here. Dark Side of the Ring wasn't listed on Vice TV 2022 to 2023 programming slate. So rumors went around the show was canceled. But Vice tweeted, which I did see this tweet, that they are as committed as ever to that show and franchise. So it may not be coming back this year, and maybe in the first half of 2023. Maybe it'll be at the end, you know, towards the end of 2023.
Yeah, give it time.
Either way it goes, the reason why, I think I already know why we're not sure what's going on with it, is because the Dark Side creators, who I don't even really want to say their names, but I guess I will, Evan Hunsney and Jason Eisner, are working on Dwayne Johnson's produced series with JR, you know, that we recently mentioned.
Oh,
so that project is actually going to be on Vice. It's over the pro wrestling territories. So
good.
You wonder why you don't have a Dark Side? Because they're going to be working on this probably.
Like, it's only so many people now. Here. So,
And they can come, and they have plenty of stores. They can always, it's always going to be more stores. You got Speaking Out. You got a lot of stuff you can talk about.
Sometimes we need to take a break though, because it got a little too dark. At some point.
And that's not the case, because people love the dark. Trust me, people love that the dark, because people was pissed when they thought it was gone. It's just you're right. They don't necessarily have to go through it repeatedly. You can have a hiatus in between and then not be canceled.
Yeah, I was talking more about mental health part of things.
Yeah.
At some point, I know, like, you know, that part was never talked about, but I kept getting like week to week rundowns of everything that was happening. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible.
Yeah. Now, honestly, to be though, some of those stories did need to be told. It's a lot of stuff that needed to be discussed there. And you're educating young fans, and old fans are getting things brought to light also.
Rehashed, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I understand why it's necessary and why people like it. But I do also understand what you're saying. It can be a little bit rough on you, especially if you try to watch a bunch of them in a row. Because it can get sad. It really gets sad. Dark Side. It can get sad. It can get sometimes scary. It invokes great emotions, but hey, that's the reality of the Dark Side of the Ring. Anyway, Ringside News claims that WWE releases are being kept quiet, and even creative hasn't been let in on them until they happen, and that makes sense. I actually believe that that's the reason why NXT has been horrible for, you know, is only getting worse now, because they literally have to improvise. Like, even with the latest segment I saw with Duke Hudson and Indy. And, you know, even though I know that I saw they kind of tease the kids, but like Indy's all along looking at her ring finger and all that. And it's just like, yeah, because literally a few weeks ago, last week, you know, you guys were in something, and now we have to, you know, just improvise. So it sucks, but I'm not surprised. Creative definitely just have to, they're writing stuff, then they get stuff just threw away out of nowhere. And now they got to come up with a new way. They got to write something else now, right out of that hole. So. Not surprised there. PW Insider says Sheamus not being used on this European tour over the weekend was to give Butch more ring time, and it's just not related to any kind of injury issue. I love it. Sheamus is tenured. He's proven. He don't have to wrestle on every house show tour.
Right.
You know, yes, give Butch that spotlight is well deserved. Fightful Select says San Antonio is the front runner for Royal Rumble 2023. So yeah, you go. That's cool. That's a nice tidbit of information to hold on to if they end up being the location. Wrestle Observer Radio, Meltzer said Wrestle Observer Radio, the use of non-title on Raw this week was a mistake because that's a banned term in WWE. Wow. Okay. How is that banned term? So what do they say? What happens when a match is not, a title is not on the line? Then they don't say
the
no
title
anymore.
Is not on the line.
Do they just, they have to spell it out that way?
Yes, in this matchup, the title is not on the line.
No, I mean they have no, but they have to say it another way.
Non-championship.
Yeah. Okay. You're not giving me anything that makes sense.
I have nothing.
You're not giving me anything that makes sense, because everything you're saying is longer than non-title, and non-title is literally to make. They, you know, you shorten stuff like you do. You use terms like that because it's simple. I don't know. I don't care.
The issue is with the word title and not non-title in and of itself. Maybe they don't want you to use or call their championship title.
They just have to say the championship is non-title. But you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't care. It's stupid. That's really the only specific thing I gotta say about it. It's just stupid. It doesn't matter. non-title championship. It's not that important, but we'll leave it alone. WWE originally planned Tommaso Ciampa versus Finn Balor for main event. I only laugh because they said main event. Why? This would be classic. I'm glad they changed it. You said they say it's unclear here. Fightful says it's unclear why they unchanged it. I don't really. Yeah, I'm glad they changed it. All right. In the case of where there's smoke, there's fire, Tessa Blanchard may be on the outs and wild, per Fightful Select. Talents were allegedly upset with Blanchard tore apart another wrestler in a promo. Classes were then canceled, and Tessa is no longer leading training. One source said they thought Blanchard was gone from the company, but they just can't confirm it. Couldn't be confirmed. Damn. And like I only mentioned that there's smoke when there's smoke, there's fire, because she's always proclaimed innocence on all the other allegations. And all I'm saying is that if it's starting to follow you, that you know locker rooms don't really mess with you like that, or they think you're bullying or whatever the situation is.
Maybe it's
I'm
you.
Just saying, yeah. The common denominator is you, Tessa, and I'm gonna be honest with you. You messing up a couple bags because I know WWE was interested and I know AEW was interested. And the way you exited Impact, and they work with AEW, so I'm pretty sure, you know.
Got the details.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't necessarily, want you right now. So it's looking rough right now, but you've done it to yourself. A lot of self-destruction here, to be exact. But I don't know. You know, it is what it is. I don't know what's going on. But like I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, all of these allegations can't be untrue. Like, I'm just saying. It was multiple people on the very first round that got you, you know, into trouble anyway. And now it's another thing where they're saying multiple talents.
Like it's a whole company.
Yeah, I don't, you know, whatever. WWE wants to run why did you put "and" here? And it messed me up because they put "and" next to NXT. And I'm sorry, the English, like the person who writes in me just cringed. Run and NXT and
it sounds right to your ear, but it is grammatically incorrect.
Yes, that's what I mean. But anyway, they want to run NXT Stand and Deliver event. Run a NXT Stand and Deliver event along with one of their summer stadium shows, says WrestleVotes. Clash at the Castle is said to be WWE's preference.
So they're not called takeovers anymore?
No way. They're not. WrestleVotes thinks that SummerSlam is more likely. So yeah, we'll see. That makes sense for SummerSlam. I don't know about Clash at the Castle being a choice for it. I think Stand and Deliver should be in a Big Four type of atmosphere. But yeah,
what the hell is Clash at the Castle?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a big pay-per-view in the UK. Exactly what it sounds like.
Makes sense.
And now for something completely different, Rhea Ripley seems to have confirmed on Twitter that she's
we don't care.
I'm moving on.
We don't care.
Congratulations, you guys. That's how I'm gonna leave it at that. We're just gonna leave it at that. After Brandon Thurston spoke on recent episodes of WrestleNomics Radio about the belief Warner Media has a minority ownership stake in AEW, Meltzer replied to somebody on his board, online board, that he believes that that's the case. Put it this way, I've directly asked and it wasn't denied. So for anyone who cares,
tell him nothing.
For anybody who cares, Warner Media has a stake in AEW. Whatever.
They're on TNT.
That's the reason why. For anybody who cares. Anyway, AEW's console game is way over budget, they claim, and required extra investment. According to Sports Gamer Online reporting, their sources claim the relationship between Kenny Omega and Yuke's isn't good. Oh, my goodness. And Fight Forever may be a one-and-done arrangement between AEW and the developer. Yuke's have been pissing off people for a while. They obviously have a way that they want things to be done. And if you don't do that, they don't have a problem telling you to screw off. They obviously did that in WWE 2K20. And no, they need more money. Obviously, baby, from the clip that I saw, the way those moves was glitching around, yes, they need more money.
They need it.
Yes, the game needs more money. I agree 100%. 100%. I put an S on percent. I agree that much. Anyway. But the it is what it is. They don't even. By the way, they only could get 50 people on the roster. I was thinking you need more money anyway because they have a limited roster in the original game. Anyway, we'll see.
I do.
It may end up being a great finished product. Right now, it definitely needs work, and I think more money has to go that way. If if they want a game on the caliber that the hype is hoping for, because the hype was there, especially when they immediately announced it.
50 people is a lot. If you get 50 people in the room together, it's a lot. But for the size of the company, I understand. Like,
yeah, it's just about the comparison to, yeah, exactly. Because I mentioned, as soon as they said that, I'm like, it's definitely going to be some people who've been in with the company from the beginning who probably won't even make the game.
Snubbed.
Yeah, probably won't even make the game.
Sorry, Five.
Yeah, that's messed up. Leave Allen alone. But yeah. It's a couple people. We'll see. We'll see how that work out. Hopefully, I'm wrong, and you know, budget works out, and the game end up being awesome. Cause I want more wrestling games to marry. I love wrestling games, so you're not gonna. I'm not hating on them, I'm just saying, based on what I've been seeing, you know, it's not a problem. What are you hinting at?
I'm just saying, somebody said something about a review for a wrestling game, and I hadn't seen it.
Okay, and you have to actually play the game to review it.
So, Mr. I Love Wrestling Games.
What about it?
Why aren't you playing it?
Okay. So now you want an impromptu review right now? That's what you want?
It doesn't have to be right now.
You brought this up for a reason, so apparently you want to go here.
I was just stirring the pot.
For no apparent reason, you're stirring the pot. Because I wouldn't have bought it if I don't like wrestling games.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I played every mode in the game except the most important one. So, like, I can't give you a review until I finish the mode. The mode won't stop. It's literally still going.
Back to the rumors.
I'm literally still playing the game. Anyway.
Back to the rumors.
And by the way, this is the funny thing about her stirring the pot here. She's never here to even see whether or not I'm playing it. How do you even know? How do you know how much I'm playing? It's literally the second most recent game I played if you look on my list. But you wouldn't know that because you haven't been here to see that.
Nah.
And that's where stirring the pot goes wrong. Anyway.
I was like, what'd you do today? I was like, da-da-da-da. I was like, okay. You haven't played so-and-so? Nah.
I don't tell you every game I play when I play it. I just play it. Anyway, Matt Means Andrew Zarian said, people in WWE are extremely impressed with how W. Morrissey looked on AEW Dynamite this week. Yeah, Big Cass. I wouldn't be surprised if they want Big Cass back. Speaking of Morrissey, Meltzer believes the decision to have Wardlow beat him with only one powerbomb was political. It would be humiliating for Impact Wrestling, and Morrissey of Wardlow powerbomb over and over again with ease. Shut up, Meltzer. The only reason why I say shut up is because stuff like that happens all the time, and if you wouldn't report it, it wouldn't seem like it was a political. Why are you saying that it's political? They want their guy that's on their television show to still look strong. That's going to happen as long as you work in cross promotion. So walking around telling stories, saying that it's political as if that matters to anyone because it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm leaving it alone. I just don't understand what's the point of having to report that, because that's just going to happen. He's going to be reporting that a lot the more New Japan and AEW work out or whatever, because it's going to happen. People are going to want the people that features prominently on their television to still look respectable.
Yeah,
simple as that.
That's kind of common sense, but you know, Dave simple is not always shown to have.
Well, he just reports everything, and people take stuff and run with it. And I just don't want
discretion.
Exactly, I just don't want people to run with stuff just because he said it's political. It's logical, also, is what it is. While discussing Jeff Hardy looking a little off in his match against Bobby Fish on Dynamite,
because he's old,
Meltzer said Jeff's been hurting for a while. No, that is thank you for that specific. Bruh, they literally I've watched it. As a matter of fact, I'm not all the way caught up on Dynamite. You wanna stir the pot on Dynamite?
I wasn't.
Anyway, I'm not all the way caught up on Dynamite, but literally when it's like from the moment he debuted, this man jumped off the ladder 2 weeks in a row. Like for no reason. Like he jumped off a ladder onto double tables, I think. On Private Party, and he did it again on The Butcher and the Blade. And that one was on top of like literally from the top of the arena. I'm serious. Like he used the ladder to get up on like a high point on the wall and did a swanton bomb. And you're trying to tell me he hurting for a little while? You damn right he hurting for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, common sense.
I could have swore we talked about how the regular swanton bomb make it look like he hurt himself.
We have, and we also talked about how he probably needs to reevaluate his arsenal.
Exactly. A new finisher is definitely necessary. The authors of Pain are planning to return to pro wrestling, guys. Good.
You're not even going to give him a fake pop?
I mean, what? Stay healthy this time? What you want me to say? What do you want from me? I don't have anything to say other than yay. I mean, great. We'll see.
You were way more optimistic than I was. So, yeah, I guess that's fine.
what were you about to say?
I was going to say, do we really care?
Oh, my goodness. That's disrespectful. Good luck. That's all I got for you is good luck. I don't have anything to just say. Leave them alone. Right. They did nothing to deserve that.
I mean, just show up. You ain't got to announce it. Now you hyping people up, and then you're going to be all winded. Just show up.
Now you're going to be winded. All right. Now you heard it here first. Mo's prediction. AOP will be blown up within the first 5 to 10 minutes of their debut. Earlier this week, Ringside News said the 2022 WWE draft is scheduled for September. Okay. The Wrestler Observer newsletter said WWE source told them that it will be after SummerSlam in August or September. Why do we need Meltzer's opinion when Ringside News just said it was September?
He said,
it could be August too. Don't be listening to him. I got told August.
That's petty.
Meltzer, come on, bro.
That's petty.
Meltzer, you get all the headlines for everything you say. You couldn't let Ringside News have that?
Just something. I mean, that's just... Oh, my God. He like a child. Like, no. Come on, man. This is my sandbox.
I had the scoop. The Bloodline versus Drew McIntyre and RK-Bro six-man tag match was always the plan, they say.
That's a fuck.
WWE never planned to unify the tag titles on this weekend's show. And you know who that come from?
Meltzer.
The Observer.
Of course.
It's not clear at this point that they'll ever do a tag unification match. Well, my other rumor about SmackDown, which is Dave Meltzer, by the way, says that Fox prefers to have exclusivity on the SmackDown roster, so there could be fewer instances of wrestlers crossing over between Raw and SmackDown after Backlash. So, I'm assuming that the Bloodline rumor is in line with that rumor, meaning this was always the plan. I have no clue why we doing this then.
So, where does that leave Roman? So, does that mean that Roman is just going to exclusively go to Raw, and none of the Raw people, if they have a program with Roman, can come to SmackDown?
I'm with you. I'm completely confused with what they're going to do when it comes to the world title. Even if they don't join up the tag titles now, I have no clue what they're going to do with the world title.
Fox just needs to stop being a petulant child.
If that's true, because this is Meltzer, so I doubt he know what's going on in all these board meetings.
Oh, yeah, they don't let him in.
I don't trust all your sources. Your sources have been wrong in WWE before.
Several times.
But it don't matter.
In the past week.
Either way it goes, we will see what happens with the future of the tag titles. Regarding advertising, Brock Lesnar. Regarding advertising Brock Lesnar for Backlash, despite knowing he wasn't going to work the show. The Observer says WWE did that so to not clue people in to Lesnar losing against Roman. Okay, there you go. They only did that because they didn't want
our subject to be obvious.
Yeah. They only did that so it wouldn't be obvious. That was it.
They always tell you.
That's my last rumor. This is my face when it comes to what Roman's got going next. I wish I could show you guys that. Jericho got a really confused face in this photo. I think this is from the most recent Rampage. Oh, no, this is from Eddie Kingston being on the phone. Is it Oliver Kingston, a cat? Is this serious? Okay, never mind. I obviously haven't watched AEW.
Not in its entirety. Let's move on. So, as you know, Mother's Day is on Sunday, and so is Backlash. Now, if that tells you something like it tells me, well, we'll see. All right, let's talk about the show.
What kind of intro was that?
Well, I was trying not to go into what I think is going to happen later because I'm giving a prediction too. And since it's Mother's Day, I was like, of course that's going to happen on that day.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even get it. Over my head. Like Lemming.
Yeah.
And Edge promo.
You know, the reason why I said it like that is you know how I feel about their pro-mother campaign that they've been throwing lately.
That's true.
So, sounds really bad.
Nothing wrong with it.
We're just gonna.
They're definitely gonna make a big deal out of it, aren't they?
Yes.
Soon as she quits. Yes, on Mother's Day, Ronda Rousey. Okay, anyway, let's go. Let's get into it.
First up, we got Happy Corbin versus Madcap Moss. Because they split. Spoiler. Shocker.
Please call him Riddick. I never thought I'd ask for Riddick Moss back, but I really do want him to not be Madcap. All right, so the most recent episode, I don't have anything else to go off of, really, for who would win this match. Part of me want to say Cap would win, but Corbin, you know, I think should win this match. Mostly because right now, it just seems a very WWE, it seems like a very WWE thing to do, right? You know what I mean? Like, even if the crowds like Madcap, when does that ever matter to WWE, especially when it comes to Corbin winning? And it'll still be believable, and it won't. I don't think this is necessarily going to be over between Corbin and Madcap yet. I could be wrong. We'll see. But yeah, I don't necessarily see Moss winning here, especially when you watch the most recent episode of SmackDown, and he basically just got bullied out of the ring, basically, because like Madcap just kept roasting him. You know, he said he dressed like he was, you know, trying to stand in for Pitbull, and he did, you know, he did have a you know, a very like peach like shirt on, and he is bald with some sunglasses. With a fedora? So yeah, I get it, I get the joke. He acts to tell him better jokes now, so you know, there you go. But anyway, I don't see Cap winning. I'm going with Corbin.
I'm gonna preface by saying I did not watch the newest episode of SmackDown, but I'm picking Madcap Moss just because.
I mean, you watched some of it.
I don't remember.
You did. You just did, literally, because they were just talking about Randy's quads.
Ah.
That was the most recent episode.
I watched the stuff that's important to me, apparently. But I'm picking Riddick because I feel like Corbin doesn't have to win. He's lost before. I know. I'm going against old school Booker.
Man,
here.
Watch it. It's true. I'm not mad at you, but I promise you, if you can pick the opposite, I'm not telling you to do this, but if you pick the opposite of me on this entire show, I probably will support every answer you make, because at this point, I told you, I literally did not know, except Charlotte. That's the only one where I'm like, all right.
Oh,
come
we're
on
100%
now.
In okay, agreement on
come
that
on
one.
Now.
All right. Next, we got Roberto Lashley, Bobby Lashley versus Omos.
Yeah, I think WWE's going to go back into their 50-50 booking bag here and let Big Almas get the victory, or most likely with an MVP. You know, Bobby's going to come so close, going to get his hands on him. Yeah. He might even actually get his hands on him. Might spear him, might even, you know, hurt lock him or whatever, but Almas is going to take advantage, and I think you get the big fella to win that way. I think that's most likely what we're going to see here, but we will see. But, yeah, I'm going with Almas.
I agree. Bobby just on this whole campaign right now, and
definitely a babyface.
Yeah, and I think they're not gonna let Omos lose two in a row. MVP definitely got a vendetta against Bobby for not taking him to WrestleMania, so that's gonna play a factor.
And what do I always say about babyfaces in WWE?
They are idiots.
Not the smartest, especially in WWE. So I think he will be taken advantage of.
I don't think we've ever seen Bobby be smart on programming as a babyface.
No, they don't really know how, like I said, they don't really book babyfaces to be the most logical creatures. No,
they don't know what
you're just supposed
is.
To persevere. All
right,
you're not supposed to be smart. You're just supposed to be the best
and really strong. And
yeah, you're just supposed exactly resilient. That's what they do. Yeah, they give you resilience.
They got grit.
You trade brains for resiliency. Yeah, grit, toughness.
Speaking of grit, we got AJ Styles versus Edge with Damian Priest being barred from ringside.
Yeah, that was the thing that swayed me at first, but then I was like, all right, so maybe this is gonna be the debut of another Judgment Day member, which still could happen. If that happens, you know, I disqualify my pick. But you know, people don't look at it that way. They're gonna be like, nope, you picked them, so you were wrong, and who cares? Anyway, so if you think I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm going with Styles here again. I placed my money on you, Mania, and you let me down. But that was my own fault. I should have known. There was no way Edge was losing that match. Especially once I saw the interest, I was already swayed. So
no takebacks.
No takebacks, right? But, yeah, so I'm sticking with Styles here. I just think it'll just, like I told you earlier, it would just be, it's just bullying at this point if Styles lose again, right?
Well,
it just feels like bullying.
I'm picking Edge because I want Styles to get bullied.
Oh, my God. I'm hoping for some Finn Balor help, but they also edited out when Finn and him two-sweeted after their moment. So they may act like they have no relation to each other.
They don't know each other anymore. Finn's in the doghouse.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Edge finna come in and sit on his nice black throne.
I'm hoping we get an AJ Styles and Finn versus Priest and Edge moment, you know, going forward. Like, so maybe that's where we're going before they unveil a new member. I think you should wait a minute, let Priest and Edge do that thing a little while, and then you unveil a new member who kind of in the same vein as Edge and Priest, who is beloved right now. So I'm trying to think of good baby faces, but that's what I think. Get a baby face, and then you turn him for that. Someone, but he's not loved. He keep attacking Ali. That's my point. Been turning heel since he showed up. I've been trying to figure it out myself. There's really nobody left.
Dang.
Because everybody's kind of busy with stuff right now. But we'll see. We'll have to wait. But I'm trying to think of anybody else who fit their aesthetic.
Cody Rhodes. Like,
who else fits their aesthetic? Cody does not fit their aesthetic. You want to see him in black leather?
That would be nasty.
I mean, he might be all right in a black suit, but yeah, nah.
Who would look good in leather?
Oh my goodness, you want to see some pissed off AEW fan? Let him turn heel in WWE. Wait till he turn heel in WWE. Oh my God, people are going to be pissed. Okay, go. What's next? What's the next one?
Next up, speaking of Cody, we'll just do it. Cody versus Seth.
This is tough. This is a toss up, man. You telling me Seth win? And they continue this. I'm not mad at you, but I'm going with Cody, and I still think you can continue it. But Seth goes crazy, attacks him after the match. It gets even more personal. Maybe he tries to injure him in a couple weeks, and then we have a match with a bigger stipulation down the line at the next big show. That's what I'm seeing happen. I think you give Cody this victory here. He could lose here, and I don't think it's gonna be the burial that some people would have thought it would have been if he lost that Mania. So, you know, I think that's another thing. I think, you know, it being even and then having a grudge match and having that be a big match still makes sense. I have no problem with that. So I don't think you go wrong either way here, but I'm still going with Cody.
I am speaking purely from emotion. Seth Rollins will win. I shouldn't have practiced Korean this morning because I want to say it with a B. I'm saying
Vietnamese.
Stop.
Vehemently.
I am adamantly against.
There you go.
Cody Rhodes winning two over the architect. What is he? What is his new name now?
The visionary.
Revolutionary. The revolutionary that is Seth Rollins in his multicolored suits. This is the Battle of the Suits Part 2, and the flashy suits shall always be my favorite.
Look at what all of that personal stuff. Seth literally talked bad about this man Daddy Monday. And we want to talk, we bring it all the way down to suits. It comes down to suits.
Leave that where it's at.
Love your logic. What's next?
The SmackDown Women's Championship I Quit match, Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey.
And before we get there, I do want to say this. Whoever is in the kickoff match, I'm going for the babyface. All right, let's go. Because I'm sure they may throw a kickoff match on top.
What if it's the New Day and Butch and them?
New Day. They just went through a table Friday. So I'm going,
okay.
Let them get the crowd going by letting the New Day go over.
Charlotte if
they
do a kickoff match. Ronda.
All right, so back to it. I Quit match. Charlotte versus Ronda. I pretty much already told you guys I'm going with Ronda. And it's really as simple as I just don't see them not only making Ronda lose twice in a row, but there's no way she's quitting, right? Like, they're going to book Ronda. Yeah, exactly. On Mother's Day, they're going to book her to say, I quit. And I didn't even think about Mother's Day. Didn't even think about that. Because that's like one of the only, I mean, not one of the only difference, but I guess that's the biggest difference between Ronda and Charlotte. Because Charlotte has even said it herself. Like, why you was off being a mommy? Charlotte has said that about Becky. You know, why you was off being a mommy? Like, Charlotte always makes little jabs at the mothers.
Poke, poke. So, that's why if it was any other day, I would always root for my girl Charlotte. But girl, I'm sorry.
Makes sense. Yeah. Rousey's going on. There's no way. Yeah, no way.
It's okay.
No way Ronda quitting.
Six-man tag. Roman, the Usos versus Drew and Randy Orton and what's his name? Riddle. Riddle.
What's his name? Come on, bro.
He got to change his name, though, because his real name is Riddle.
Is it? Is it real last? I guess that would be his real last name.
Let me look it up.
Maybe they not counting it because it's just Riddle. Because
it's a stupid last name?
Yeah, because it's just Riddle. I think that's his birth name.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Yeah, Matthew Frederick.
Riddle.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
But what you gonna do? They already took Matt away. Like, what do you do? I don't blame him now. Like, what is you gonna call him, bro? You just bro?
Yeah.
You gonna change his name to bro. That's gonna be horrible. Horrible. Ooh, I guess.
I just got some marble news on my Google. It's fine. It's fine.
We're very professional. We're very professional here, guys. You can tell we do pre and post production. Anyway, like I said, Rousey's going over, and we're talking about RK Bro and Drew now. So, I really didn't know what to do here. The last show kind of didn't help it either because Roman ended up being being the one who looked weak at the end of the show SmackDown. He lost the segment, and I'm not used to Roman losing segments.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or I guess he will lose a segment, but he rarely lose matches. But I honestly think that this is you do a match like this to protect Roman and Drew. So I don't think either one of them have anything to do with the finish. I think we will get either a Uso pin or Riddle is going to be pinned.
Or Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is going to come out there and do something because he's trying to redeem himself and stuff, get his respect back.
Fair, but then if that's the case, since they kind of left the stuff with Shinsuke unfinished, Shinsuke will come and take him out of the fold for me. So I'm going with RK Bro. I'm going with the baby faces here. I'm not the most confident with this now. The more I think about it, like the more I've thought of this, the more I want to change, but I have to stick with it now. I've already wrote it down. So I'm going with RK Bro.
No takebacks.
And the baby faces. No takebacks at all here. And I love the bloodline. The bloodline going over, it makes sense. It's just they went over so many times. I feel like you throw someone else a bone to put somebody closer to that level. But now that the tag title thing is uncertain, do you just have Roman win and then we just drop all of it? I don't like that either, because going forward for Drew, who I think they're already kind of forcing him in line for Roman, I don't necessarily like him just losing, but I guess it wouldn't be his fault if Riddle loses, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know where you go here. All I know is Roman won't be pinned.
No, Roman won't be pinned. Neither will Drew.
That's all that we know. Drew and Roman will not be pinned.
I'm going to go with Team Quad as well. just because of the quad.
Vascular quad and Dick quad.
Because when I was younger, I was really a fan of Randy's oiled up vascular quads. And now as an adult, right, I can appreciate Drew's not so vascular quads. So Team Quad for the win. As you know, I have not mentioned Riddle at all in this assessment.
Acknowledge. At least acknowledge Riddle. Acknowledge. We're all acknowledging him. He needs
to get some points or pointers from the team captain of Team Quad, and then we'll reassess. But that is
Only talking about their quads. Let's move on. We got it. You got it. You can have it. Those are my backlash picks. I'm not confident at all here. So good luck to my picks.
So confident. So good confident. Luck. All right. Well, you know, since we're talking about confidence and all of that stuff, we're gonna go into Moe's Marbles. Annyeonghi Haseyo. It is that time where I just give you all of the things that I have observed. Like I just told you a minute ago, I literally got some news on Google because Google will not let me live down my recent obsession. So, Kai and Chien are confirmed to be performing at a festival in London. I'm not going to try to say the name of it, but a festival in London. So, and it's just
nice, very specific.
It's in July 9th and 10th. I don't know. Chien might have some.
Look it up. London Festival, July 9th and 10th.
Holly U Pop Fest. Holly U Pop Fest. Maybe. Maybe not. Yeah, it's close enough.
Close enough.
Chien's performance solo. So he might be sneaking in some solo stuff.
By the end, the album will be out.
Yeah, by
July. By the end, the mini album will be out then, is what you're saying.
Probably. I concur. All right. So speaking of albums, BTS announced that their album that's going to be on June 10th, 2022, is an anthology album with two songs. Thank you. At first, I was a tad disappointed because I basically have all of their catalog saved to my phone as it is, and I tend to listen to it frequently. But then I psyched myself up. I was like, well, it'll be interesting to see what they consider to be some of the best of their songs, right? I'm still on the fence about it. I'll keep you updated.
Okay.
As June comes
by. What about the three new tracks?
Well, one new track is called Yet to Come, and
the best is yet to come. I'm assuming
the most beautiful moment in life is yet to come.
Oh my goodness, that's not the whole title. That's the entire title.
No.
Okay, thank goodness.
That is. Whew. You know they have an album called "The Most Beautiful Moment in Life."
Well, we want to write all that down. Okay, go ahead.
They have an album titled "The Most Beautiful Moment in Life." Gotcha. So,
educate the simpletons like me who don't know. Go ahead.
So this is. The past couple of years, they have been kind of revamping their old catalog as far as No was transformed into Own and We Are Bulletproof is now We Are Bulletproof Eternal, things like that. They've just been playing off of their old music. So, in theory, you could see this coming. It was destined to happen.
You're going
to
make a new War of Homo?
We shall see.
A grown man version.
If they remaster it, please update some lyrics. No more high heel heels. we wear shoes.
No high heel heels.
90% of the time.
And then he can do math. Remember that.
Yeah. Shut up. In the Somme is still the thing about it is it hasn't been released yet because they're still taking input from the fans. I actually completed a survey. About clothing options in the game, and my delusional self chose pajamas. Why would you wear pajamas on an island? But it just made more sense. They were like all types of weird stuff, a suit and some other stuff. I was like, nah, pajamas seem to work the best.
Hello.
No. But as soon as that comes out, you know, we'll let you know. Then Last week? Was I supposed to talk to you about it? Yeah. Last week, we discussed doing the workout with BTS thing. I did it. I wasn't impressed. Will I do it again?
Why weren't you impressed?
Well, I wasn't impressed because it was a lady who I think runs the channel.
Oh, you said just because it was a lady?
No.
Who runs the channel? What is going on? Progressive? What? We're regressing here on this show. I was not expecting that from you.
Oh, you gonna stir the pot?
You get what I did there?
Anyway, the lady who was leading the workouts, she was not. I don't want to say knowledgeable.
After all this progress,
she did a push up wrong, and then the internet killed her for it. I did.
She did a push-up wrong.
Yeah, she did a push-up wrong.
Man.
And she's lost all credibility because of it.
But the workouts that
she was doing, I tend to do on my own anyway, and then she just had, like, spliced in clips of BTS working out.
Let's be real. I've seen people say it's 100 different types of exercise, but it's really only, like, 20 that people actually do. Maybe even less than that.
Ooh, upper body. Nobody likes upper body.
Ain't nobody doing 100 different workouts.
No. They're doing the same thing 100 times.
Exactly. That's how you do it. You be consistent. That's how you get in shape. Not doing set. Well, I mean, you do need to work out all your body, but 100 different things?
And then I thought that they were going to post videos every day, but they're just going to post every Sunday. And then it's just a new body. So it's basically 5 weeks of working out with BTS.
Gotcha.
It said 5 days in the promotion of it. And I'm like, so you want me to do this one workout every day? For like, no.
Okay. They wanted you to do one workout for the whole week.
For the whole week.
Gotcha.
And I just, that doesn't align with my workout philosophy.
You're better off just working out.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no point. I got you.
Will I support it? Yes. If you just want to get started on something, I'm not a beginner worker outer. If you're a beginner worker outer and you just want to, like, you know,
worker try something, outer.
They're not long. They're like 10 minutes. So if you just want to try something, that's fine. It works. But would I recommend it if you're doing it because you want to get the action? You wanted BTS's trainers and BTS to work you, or that sounded nasty, to walk you through their typical workouts when they work out. Then you will not be getting that here. I feel like that is all I have for Mo's Marbles.
Okay. That's today. It. You're yep. done? All right. Let's do it. Let's do it. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Kamsahamnida. Kamsahamnida.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the pop. Thank you guys for listening once again to another edition of the Mind of Monty podcast. Here we are. We did a great job here. I thought this was nice, concise, right down to the point. We got the rumors out the way. We got the predictions out the way. You got your marbles for the day. And now you can move on. Do what you have to do. Have a great rest of your weekend. Have a great week whenever you're watching this. Have a great whatever day you decide to watch this. If it's 20 years from now, let me know how the food tastes. And you listen to this, I'm saying, if you listen to this, and you listen, why are you listening to this, by the way, 20 years from now? What are you doing?
Nostalgia, the same way we watch the old videos.
But you, this is nowhere near relevant to you. None of this wrestling news matters at all.
You telling me that the Ronda Rousey winning on Mother's Day conversation between two future people is not going to be important? What if she's out here, like, you know, hosting TV shows and stuff?
Rhonda's child is going to be 20. We can leave it right there.
They're going to use this clip on their promotional package where they're like, the rise of Ronda Rousey, MMA fighter, professional wrestler, mother. I ain't got nothing else for her. What other? Olympian.
Yeah. This is very dramatic for nothing. I don't know where I don't even know why I thought of you, guy, in the future, but thanks for listening. Anyway, I only have one more thing to say, and I'm gonna say it in two different ways. Au revoir.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Bye.
Avidazane.